is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All 3 locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all 3 Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a little break in between storm systems just in time for the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, dry, chilly, overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. Tomorrow is a dry day, good bit of sunshine. I think we'll be in the mid-50s Saturday and mid-50s on Sunday. There's a small chance we might see a shower Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers Sunday night as a little disturbance brushes by the Gulf Coast. Then a warmer day Monday. Monday's high up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big broadcast. I've got the numbers to prove it. Here's Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. It's Happy Hour. Full House Friday. With yours truly, Greg Goodell, Rosie, Eddie Bader, and Seth Spotlow.
And here they are.
Oh, Jen.
Please clap.
Hi, gang.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, man.
We open with the soup song because... thanks to multiple reminders from Rosie. Thank you.
I love you, Rosie. Thank you.
And then I almost walked out of the house.
What?
Without it. Hey, aren't you supposed to bring that soup? Oh, yeah. Jeez. I forget what started. I think it was that, wasn't it, that we were talking about soup?
Yeah.
And I promised to bring in. I ordered it Friday. It arrived. And... promised to bring in U.S. Senate Navy Bean Soup, which is a legend in the Capitol and is excellent. And only one company makes it and sells it to the public, and that's Dominique's. So let's go around the room here, ladies first.
I haven't sampled it yet. Well, I had to come in and set up, Greg. I had to set up
Eddie,
my computer.
What about you?
It smells delicious, Greg, but I'm as guilty as Rosie. But the first break, I'll go down there. I'll eat every bit of it.
Yes. I hear a bunch of excuses.
Yeah, well, not
you
everybody
got here
is
early.
Like Seth that just, oh, food, I'm on it.
I'm sorry, Howard Hughes. What was that you said?
I skipped lunch, and it's great. Did you have to do anything to it?
No.
Nothing at all? It comes
no,
like this?
You don't have to add a can of water. You don't have to do any of that stuff. Really? It is just heat it and eat it, and you don't have to do anything to it.
It's amazing.
It is.
It smells like chicken noodle soup. And tastes like beans.
So now you know what it's like to have senator breath.
Ew.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, and the cornbread is really good, too.
Right. Yes. I'm very excited about the fresh made cornbread.
I brought in hot cornbread, fresh from the oven, and lots of butter.
That's love right there.
It is.
Your new name on the show is going to be Pioneer Woman Rosie. she grinds her own flour. You know.
Oh yeah.
No, out. But you know what? The gristmill cornmeal is the best.
Yes.
And I you can't find it in the stores.
Gristmill? That sounds like something you buy at Home
gristmill.
Depot.
Gristmill.
Oh, gristmill.
They sell it out in Wetumpka. I mean, when you eat the gristmill cornbread,
it's a big difference.
It is, because the taste is totally different. Yep. So next time, we will have gristmill cornmeal in the cornbread.
Yes, I heard next
but
time.
But it's still good.
Yeah, well, why not have it next time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm in a very celibate, even though I don't sound like it. In fact, if anybody, they put me on a beta blocker.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
They thought I was having a heart attack at the doctor's office. It was just like, you know, it was nothing. I wasn't
heart
alone.
To you, it was just a Tuesday?
Huh?
Yeah, to you, it just felt like a normal Tuesday?
Yeah, but I wasn't on the air yet. That's what really
caused
a concern. Usually I don't get those until about 20 minutes into the show after listening to Adam Schiff and looking, you know, scanning the news. Do these things slow you down? I'm on a minimal dosage, but I've heard that they can...
I think it would take your body a little bit to get used to it, so it would probably slow you down a bit.
I mean, I'm not dragging. I just feel like I'm kind of tired, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you look good.
But I'm not dead. That's the important thing.
You look really good. I like the yellow and black combination.
Exactly. Black and gold, you look great.
Yeah.
You really don't look dead.
You don't look dead. That's amazing. That's a compliment, I think, Greg, but you don't look dead.
You know what our listeners are doing right now? You look good. This is not a round table of yes men here, okay?
No, not at all.
But I see we already have TV Land.
Yes, that's the beta blocker of TV.
Yes.
Right there, then we don't have to worry about anything.
You got people that care about you, Greg.
I don't want to see Adam Schiff's bulging eyes once, if I can help it.
Or hear his dazzling speech.
Oh, my God.
Could you believe that?
And yet Chris Wallace, who is as bad as his old man, is on Fox saying, Schiff made a compelling argument for the removal of the president. Really?
Compelling to who?
Yeah.
Him and Adam Schiff, that's about it.
Yeah. The numbers are not reflecting that. In fact, if anything, this whole farce is making it better for Trump and worse for everybody else.
They're digging him a bigger hole, and hey, give him a shovel. Let him keep digging.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You got nothing.
I found your side effects of beta blockers.
Oh.
Dizziness, weakness, drowsiness or fatigue, cold hands and feet, dry mouth, skin or eyes, headache, upset stomach, and then you get a little stopped up.
Yay, beta blockers.
I'm honestly, it sounds like another Tuesday for me, too.
That doesn't sound that bad for most of those.
Other than that, it's great.
Well, there's no, at least you're not having those other side effects like you hear on TV, the medicines that give you, you know, screaming diarrhea and all that kind of stuff. The symptoms are the cure is worse than the symptoms.
And possibly death.
Yeah.
As it says in my current magazine column in Boom, I actually listed the side effects from one of the medications they advertise. It's called Funny Farm, and it's all about the hilarious way they portray boomers, you know, who they're targeting with these ads.
Yes. That was a big hit with a boomer that I know and that you know. My mother.
Wow. I thought he was being funny and talking.
Some of you may find this hard to believe, but mothers used to bring their daughters to my remotes to meet me.
Oh, I believe that. Them.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh, I've seen pictures of you back in the day when that stash was all black. Mm.
Now I get, are you single? Because my grandmother was a big fan.
Not really.
My insurance lady's mom listens. And the insurance lady is...
You know anybody that's like not two generations removed from yourself that
honestly,
likes what we do here?
Yeah, honestly, you know, a couple of years ago, I didn't really know about talk radio here in Montgomery. Uh-huh. And my son at the time was mid-20s. He's the one that introduced me to you guys. And, you know, I'm laughing. I was like, my son's such a nerd. He's introducing me to talk radio. And then I get it. I start listening before I know it. I'm hooked on talk radio. So there is a younger generation out there listening.
Yeah, we've got a lot of young people that listen.
A lot of my friends.
I hear them call in.
They're my age. I'm 36. And I mean, quite a few of them listen. Because we're sick of hearing the same music all the time. So you,
That's
great, true.
Because that's basically the heart of our target.
Mm-hmm.
35 plus. That's where talk radio needs to do well to succeed. And we just kick royal ass.
Hey, don't forget.
Men and women, too.
We're really? Huge. We're huge in the youth detention centers.
Does that make you feel better, man? Of course. And the prisons, you know? Hey.
Let's go live to talk. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Greg. I've been taking beta blockers for a long time, and they do slow your heart rate down a bunch.
Yeah.
And they will make you drowsy at first, but if you take it at night, you'll never know the difference.
Oh, before you go to bed.
Oh, good idea.
That's right. I take mine before I go to bed, but unfortunately, I got to take one in the morning, too, but I've been on them so long, they don't bother me anymore. But at first, when I was just taking one, I took it at night. Didn't bother me at all.
I'm supposed to have that cardio workup a week from today, and I'm going to cancel it. I'm not doing
Why? Dude, don't do that, please.
No, don't you do that.
So that's right.
So we have to come to your house and physically remove you and take you there? Is that why you say you're not going?
I'm not going.
Yes.
We need you here twice a day on this radio.
Well, I have an idea.
Who else am I going to follow?
We can bring the cardiologist here and do it live, Greg. Would you rather do that, Greg?
Do it live.
Or would you rather have some privacy?
Privacy.
That's right.
There you go.
It's Prince Eddie. The Duke of Wetumpka.
Try taking it at night. Take care of yourself.
All right, we appreciate it.
Quit smoking.
Thank you, Keith.
One thing at a time.
If I quit smoking and do everything else you just said, what am I living for exactly?
Thank you. Your listeners?
Us.
All right. Thanks, Keith. You really got me something.
You are my hero, man. I can't look up to Joey.
Why? Because he's so short?
Yeah.
Well, no. There's a peer thing there.
Yeah.
You know. But, boy, congratulations to Joey and Jack.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Yeah.
It was really great.
That's awesome.
Yesterday was a good day here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company. Even got a call from the boss. I mean, these stupid numbers. Both of us have been around a long time, and we know that you are basically sitting at a casino table hoping they deal you an ace at least once every so often. And this show in particular has had a lot of aces over the years. Last time, we got a deuce. This time, we got the ace plus.
Yeah.
So, but again, that's nice. Thank you. But it's such a... It's such an odd system that in 6 months, you know, I could be... Oh.
Right, Greg, but here's the thing. As you need to accept these ratings good, because they are good, and it shows improvement as serious as you take them when they come out and they're not so good. You know what I mean?
I think I'm, instead of giving numbers, I'm just going to, on ratings day, I'll come, if you hear this... you know it wasn't good. If you hear this...
You gotta learn to enjoy the good as much as we kind of just dive into the bad. And I'm just as bad as anybody else. I can't get out of my own way sometimes. But when the good stuff comes, man, you gotta be there to celebrate it.
Absolutely. Plus, I'm not. I do not do this for a specific reason, because I'm a big believer in karma, and you don't want to make fun
Thank
of
you.
Anybody else. But there were stations that had fractions and some that didn't even show up at all. That's
bad.
That's real bad.
That was one of the first things you taught me, is not to worry about what the ratings say.
You know, it used to drive me a little bit crazy in Miami. In the time I was there, they used to do 4 rating periods a year.
Ooh,
and then eventually they went month to month to month. So every month, if you work at a Miami radio station, you get a report, and you can see how you're trending. So if it's not going the way you think it should, you can take a look back and see what you're doing and maybe tweak it and correct your course. Here we get what I've always called a twice-a-year surprise party.
Oh, what a surprise!
So it is what it is, but we're very grateful. And when you're called, and I'm not mentioning any companies or anything else, but if you ever asked, this is how you vote in our industry. This is how you have a chance to have a say. And one of the things, this is not local. This is, I've read this in the, because they analyze audiences. We not only know how many are listening, but we know the age groups, and we know a profile of our average listener. And the news talk listener is the most desirable for an advertiser. Highest per capita income. They're winners. You know, they're people who are engaged. They care. They pay attention. So it's a great audience.
It's a very good audience.
Yeah. So
as an advertiser, it's a very good audience, a very supportive audience. I can't say enough about them. And again, I'm so glad my son, who at the time was in his 20s, introduced me to talk radio, local talk radio.
That's very cool. He's a good kid.
Oh, he's a great kid.
Bright future. So, all right, how about this for starters today? Bolshevik Adam Schiff is telling senators they must not allow Trump to run for re-election. This guy's... I think he's the congressman from Uranus. Because... did you ever think you'd see the day where a congressman would stand up and tell senators of the other party you can't let him run?
Right.
That's because he's going to steamroll you. He's going to steamroll you. You're going to lose Congress. And then it'll be you and Antifa and Maxine Waters, and that'll be that.
Well, you know, the other day, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Drew.
Sure.
Okay. He came out the other day, and he's thinking about running against Schiff, which
hope
I
he
think
does.
Is awesome.
Oh, I would send him money.
That'd be awesome. Exactly. Exactly.
I would also love to see Miss Impeach 45, who has been unusually quiet lately, Maxine Waters. Dude. I've never seen a photo of the woman with her mouth shut. And when it's open, it's crap coming out.
She looks like a Sesame Street character. It's just,
you're right.
It's just
That's a very good
I don't know how else to say it nicely.
It is 321 Gulf States Mobility, and Wetumpka is a company we're so proud. They've been a sponsor of this show, both shows, for over 10 years now. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. Their mission in life is to restore choices to the lives of people who have gotten that break we don't think can happen to us or someone we love. But that is the loss of mobility, sometimes temporary, sometimes long-term, sometimes permanent. Their job with each and every client, very customized approach to restoring choices, everything from being able to, and until you lose it, Like the song says, you don't know what you got till it's gone. But being able to just take charge of your own schedule, going where you want to go, when you want to go, and not having to feel dependent. I know that dependency is a comfort zone for a limited number of people in this world, but people who lived independently and then find themselves in that situation, it's beyond frustrating. So rather than what they do is they work with that. They work with that desire to restore choice, to get people to do everything they possibly can for themselves, because that's fundamental to human beings. They work with the spirit of the clients they serve to get them in a situation where they're making choices and not being forced to do things a certain way. They do great work. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. 514-6590 is their number. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're in business. But nobody's better at what they do in the southeastern United States than Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Here's Papa John.
Good afternoon. You got a great crew today, I'll tell you that.
The Fridays are always fun. I love Fridays.
How you doing, Papa John?
We got Larry Stevens now on Monday. I got an all-star lineup going.
I heard Larry the other day. That was a great show, buddy.
Yeah, Larry is fun. And I'm glad he's back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, oh yeah.
Being Larry.
While I was still out of range, I was listening to some of the public radio coverage of some of the things that were being spoken about in the impeachment proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has occurred to me, and I'll let me get through this, and it'll make sense when I get through. One of the things I think that we have got a problem with is the tort system, and the frivolous lawsuits happen every day. And the reason that they happen is because there's no consequences for you to file a frivolous lawsuit. In my opinion, it ought to be lose or pay. If you've got a frivolous lawsuit filed and his attorney that takes the case and he gets in there, I think whatever damages are awarded or whatever court costs are incurred, I believe that lawyer should be involved in the recovery of the loss of the finance, whatever happens to happen. Now, having said that, if you could put that in place and then apply it to something like the impeachment proceedings, these people they're not going to pay anything out of their own pockets or any kind of cost to them for filing this impeachment. And that just is not right. You can do it at any time if you've got the majority. You know, in Congress, you can go file an impeachment no matter how stupid it is.
Well, we've already seen that. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Right. You got nothing to lose. As a matter of fact, the only people who are losing are us, primarily the taxpayers, because we're having to fund this junk and let them sit on their focuses and not do anything about things that need attending to in government.
Somebody with a pair said the Democrats should be sued for this and be forced to repay every penny of the cost of this enormous waste of time.
Where are the funds going to come from? If you can sue them and win, who's going to pay the damages? Probably the taxpayer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're always on the hook.
Yeah. And that's one other semi-serious topic we're going to get into this afternoon. I appreciate the call, Papa John.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Have a good one. Madeline.
Yes.
How are you? What can
you
do for
you? I'm doing all right. I just want to make this one point here, and everybody knows, even the Democrats know, the bottom line is they want to steal our vote. It's not Ukraine, and it's not Russia. It's the Democrats. They're trying to steal our vote. I worked at the polls last time during the Trump election.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the workers at the desk, people were signing in, and they were telling the voters to vote straight Democrat. Straight Democrat. I had to report that to the person that was over me, you know, at the end of the day. I had to write a report. So that's what they were telling the voters, how to vote. Vote all Democrats. That's what they said.
What they're really good at is accusing Republicans, conservatives of doing all the stuff that they're constantly doing. That's why.
Yeah, because they're guilty.
We got the tape. Joe Biden, quid pro quo. Joe, fire the prosecutor that's investigating my corrupt little worthless son. And but no, they're after Trump. A president should be looking out for this country and our taxpayer dollars.
Amen.
Exactly.
And if we're going to send a $1 billion to a country and there's word of corruption, and he can get that from anywhere, from his staff. Anyway, we want this looked into because we're not going to give you money if it's going to a corrupt cause. But
exactly.
When there's a new book out by a guy named Peter Schweitzer, and it's not just Hunter, the depth of corruption, especially in the Biden family. His brother got $1.5 billion worth of government loans for projects in Iraq, and the guy has no credentials for this whatsoever. They've been laundering money through their political positions back into their own pockets for years and years and years. And this outsider named Donald Trump has come in and spoiled their party. And I got news for you. After he's reelected, it's going to hit the fan.
Yes. Because at that point, he's got nothing to lose.
Oh.
It's our victory lap, buddy.
Yep. It'll be fun to watch. Yes. Madeline, appreciate your concern and your passion.
I say Trump 2020, and I'm gonna work in the campaign again this year.
For shizzle.
Right. Good for you.
We appreciate it, Madeline. We'll be right back. 328.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Time for more things you would rather do than watch the entire impeachment trial. Get an STD.
Oops.
Stub your pinky toe on an end table. For eye drops, use Tabasco sauce instead of Visine. This has been things you'd rather do than watch the entire impeachment trial.
And that's true of many Americans. At the onset of the trial, 11 million people were tuned in. Now, for perspective, tens of millions of people watched the Watergate hearings. Of course, you didn't have as many television options then, but generally 30 to 40 million people a day were tuning in as that was reaching its zenith. That was at the beginning of the week. The ratings for yesterday indicated that 8.8 million people were watching, over 12 viewing platforms. That's pathetic. This has got to have any Democrat with an ounce of common sense going, we are screwed. This is not going to be what we wanted it to be. But we could have told them that. They don't get it. They don't understand. They don't want to understand. But let them keep at it. It's fun to watch them commit political suicide. Let's speak with Richard.
Yeah, hey, Greg, rock on.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir. Just an observation. I'll try to be quick. In fact, I meant to call Dan's show to ask this question. I have listened and watched, you know, the majority of the House presentation spectacle, the impeachment. I'm wondering about the rules of the Senate in which if the Republican, the presidential side can object to anything that was presented by the Democrats. The only time I'd heard that the president's team had spoke out is two of the attorneys had admonished Nadler.
But then Justice Roberts came in and said both of you need to change your tone.
That's right. That's right. But what caused that to happen? That's the only time I have heard that on the president's side that someone has spoke out during this last 4 days. Is there a rule that you're to keep that to a limit, or how did that even happen that those two attorneys got up there and
this whole thing is a joke.
Absolutely. Spectacle.
It began in a basement. This is the president. We're talking about removing the president. This is not something you do in a basement and lock out the other party. That's not how it worked with Clinton. That's not how it worked with Nixon. That's not how it worked with Andrew Johnson. This has to be completely in the sunlight. We know that Schiff collaborated with the whistleblower, and hopefully that will come out, and he will be subject to some kind of penalty for that.
I understand, and I agree totally, but really, just back specifically, you know, based on the last 4 days, very limited response from the presidential side.
Well, they get their 72 hours or whatever the hell it is, and then...
Well, yeah, so what do we expect now that the president's side is able to get up and have their time? I really expect the Senate, the Democratic Senate, House, come back with many more interruptions,
What they're going to do, they're not going to win this. This is a joke. What they're going to do is they're going to go back and they're going to come up with more crap. And we're going to be going through this. But the country does not have an appetite for this. If they want to commit political suicide by pushing and pushing and pushing, please go right ahead. I would love nothing more than to have another generation of Republicans, real conservative Republicans, running the show.
Yeah. Amen. All right, sir. I'll let you go. I appreciate your show.
Thanks. In addition to what I said to him, what really pisses me off, how is it that the president of the United States can't call, and I'm going to say it, whoever the he wants in defense, like the Bidens and like Obama, anybody, so they can fully illuminate the corruption that's been going on with Ukraine specifically, but in the deep state, more importantly, more critically, they've been running the country. And every president comes in and, you know, Donald Trump is their absolute worst nightmare because he's a smart man and he's learning what's going on there. And that's what, you know, like Eddie said, his second term, bloodbath. Mm. It'll be a bloodbath. And, of course, the media will wail and complain. And never mind that when Obama came in, he fired everybody, you know, and put his own people in. That's kind of what presidents, that's kind of what CEOs, that's kind of what baseball managers do. They want a team that's going to be on board with them. In the meantime, Trump's inherited all these snakes and weasels who have worked against him. I mean, they were talking impeachment 2 weeks into the job. That's how crazy this all is. It's all going to come out. We just have to be patient. But right now, it's Adam Schiff and Go Nadler, and it's just a joke. You know, you could have... I watched about 5 minutes of it with Bug Eyes up there, and you could have given me a root canal during that time, and I wouldn't have even noticed. It was like... And this is the guy that Chris Wallace says is making a compelling case for removing the president. It's too bad he's a boy because we could use the old...
I'll have what she's having.
I want what drugs they're on, because you got to be mighty high to think that...
Hold on.
That's a compelling case. There's nothing there. It's not even a crime. At least with Clinton, they had 11 crimes. Perjury among them. But the Republicans from that era would tell you today it was probably a bad idea to impeach him. It paralyzes the country. You got all these distractions and sideshows going on. Everybody that thinks this is an opportunity to add to their political capital tries to horn in on it. It's a joke. It's just a terrible, terrible joke. It's not what the framers had in mind, but it is what the framers of the Constitution feared.
They say no question about that. Abuse of power, and the abuse of power is him in 2 weeks and then saying, hey, let's impeach him.
Yeah. You know, abuse of power is when, with really no authorization, you send a jumbo jet full of money to the number one state sponsor of terror in the world, like Obama did, but the media had nothing to say about that because he was Obama and he was their perfect president. You know who I want for president to succeed Trump?
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Enrico Palazzo, 2024. Ed will be with you in a second. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard is a great idea. Again, I kind of drew a comparison because the Kaiser brothers, they set their store up on Wetumpka Highway at a time when it was sparsely populated, but they saw the vision. We can put a great big building here, 60,000 square feet worth, fill it. Georgia Floors Direct, Mr. Dick McAdam, who's still around to enjoy the success of his idea, saw the Boulevard as being the center of commerce in the River Region and decided to build their warehouse there, right across from what is now Lowe's. And there's been no reason to move it, to change it, to do anything differently than the way they started, which is bring in popular styles of flooring, whatever is fashionable at the time, and just like clothes or any other hairstyles, flooring fashions change, and they're always ahead of the curve. This is not where unwanted flooring goes to die. Georgia Floors Direct brings in first-rate popular styles at a wholesale price straight from the manufacturer. Jeff Mallinson has put together an amazing team that I call the Merry Band of Floriers. You come in, I'm interested in, let's say, going from carpet to a hardwood or a laminate. Here's my budget. By the way, you can do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers. They show you the choices you have. When you make your selection, you get that wholesale price, and then they arrange installation by the best installers on the planet. They are true artisans. Georgia Floors Direct. That's why they've been a flooring destination for 50 years, and they will be a flooring destination for another 50 in my crystal ball. So when you're ready, go see them. By the way, if you need emergency flooring, we've had so much water this January, go see them. They are ready to act now to help you with your situation. 339, Ed and Dylan, I need to get a traffic update on, and I'll be right with you.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got an accident on the East South Boulevard near the Troy Highway. This is going to be close to the Honey Baked Ham store. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Accident, Northeast Boulevard, just before the Wetumpka Highway. It's going to be right near Carroll's Carpets. Use caution there. We've had a car hit two pedestrians West 5th Street at Chestnut in Prattville. Please avoid that area for the next few minutes and let authorities tend to that. We're hoping everybody gets out of that one okay. A lot of congestion around the city right now, and I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. World Acceptance can help you with finances, and they're located in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza's got so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you, Skipper. We will get back with you a little bit later. Right now, we've got Ed on line one. Ed, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Greg?
Greg's doing great.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I love your show. I love all the shows on 93.1, and I'm so glad that everybody got a great review, and I hope more people will join in and listen and get the facts instead of the bull crap that most people get.
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. One thing that most people about is that these people who are in office, these Democrats people have actually voted for them. So
I know that's the
there's a part. Culture there that has to be changed, and until we change that culture, we're just gonna go through this crap every time a Republican tries to do anything.
Let me tell you, here is the... Let me boil this problem down to one of the 57 states. It's California. That's where Hillary got the margin of difference in the last election. They're the people that sent us Adam Schiff, Jerry Gonadler, Nancy Pelosi, and Eric Swalwell, and all the other crackpots that we've been seeing front and center in this farce. And we can only, people are fleeing that state. California, everybody should want to live there because it's a beautiful place. And in many areas, the weather is very temperate. But conservatives are saying, I don't care how pretty, I can't deal with this anymore. I got people crapping in the streets of San Francisco. We've got miles of homeless encampments in L.A., and all they want is more. They want to provide health care. They want to take care of everybody but the American citizen there. And that's insane to me.
It's true, but they are people, even in other states, that are voting for these crackpots. And you got to wonder, they've been conditioned to do it by somebody. And
our education system, for starters.
Yeah.
Our education system. Yeah. This is why we cannot take our eye off the ball, not for a minute. Not for a minute. We got to fight them, and hopefully Trump, I have to believe he's got some kind of a plan.
Well, you know he does.
For that. And God, I love the confrontation with Elizabeth Warren by a guy who says, hey, I did it the right way. I paid.
Paid
off my student loan. You're going to go give that, take my money and pay somebody else's? I don't think so.
This dadgum giving stuff away and all these, I'm not going to lump every millennial in it.
No.
But a lot of them want something for nothing, and it's just not possible.
Well, that's because they're being taught that, and we have to throw that into reverse at high speed. And I appreciate the call. Do call again. Thank you for the good words, Dylan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Dylan?
Good. I'm good. First long time caller, first time. Long time listener, first time caller.
200. Hey.
All right. Wow. Long gone. Thanks, man.
Those ratings ain't lying.
I'm not really a Republican or a Democrat. I'm in the center,
a
moderate. And
nothing wrong with that.
Totally. I'm a high school student, so I've got a lot of liberal friends. And we talk about impeachment a lot. And I just wanted to get your take on this. You know, I hear a lot about there being no crime in the impeachment articles. But, I mean, I read them. The solicitation of foreign interference in the U.S. election, I mean, I don't really know whether impeachment should or should not go through, but I think that's a valid crime, and I just wanted to get your take on what you think about that.
What was the illegal part that he did?
See, here's what happened, Dylan. When they went to this, based off Eric Tremella, the whistleblower, that nobody's supposed to know, but everybody knows it's him, who was talking impeachment 2 weeks after Trump went into the White House. If there was a crime, if there was any cover-up, the president released the transcript of that phone call that's led to this the day it came out. Nobody had to subpoena him. Here it is. What's wrong with this? I'm asking another government to make sure our money, our U.S. taxpayer dollars are not being abused. And yet, I don't know if you've heard this. This went on during the last administration.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
And the former president was behind it. Now, that is... That's quid pro quo.
That's quid pro quo, extortion. And that's incredibly illegal.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah, well, trust me, I do not like Joe Biden either. I think he's just as crooked as Hillary.
I want you to, when you look at what's going on, Dylan, I got to run because we're way behind time. Yeah. Chad, I'm going to ask you to call back after 4 because we're jam up and jelly tight for the next 15 minutes. Obama has been very, very quiet.
You know why?
Ooh. Because he's knee-deep in all of this.
Yeah, and he's fixing to come out against Biden. Mark my word, buddy.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
He's fixing to come out and finally say Biden's not our choice.
I think he's good. If he's smart, he'll just stay quiet.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but he's not.
All of these storm clouds.
Well, he might be. To be quite honest, he might be smart, but his group of circle of around him that's influenced him, they're not.
Okay. It is 3:46.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Yes. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Make refreshing updates to your home with great deals on new appliances by starting with Lowe's. Because now at Lowe's, you can get up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's 30% off appliances, including an LG SmartThink top-load washer featuring turbo wash and front-load dryer, both for just $13.96. And change up your color. 25% off Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, interior and exterior paint plus primer. Whatever's on your list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1/22, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Da-dong-da-dong. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. An MPS school bus was involved in a wreck this morning in Pike Road. Pike Road officials have cleaned up the scene at the corner of Pike Road and Finn Road. We've learned that one student was injured in that crash, but is expected to be okay. A captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the boy bumped his head and has been released to his guardians. Montgomery police have identified yesterday's shooting victim. Authorities say they found 34-year-old Roosevelt Rankins in his car in the 2300 block of Stella Street yesterday. Police believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block, but the victim drove off before crashing. He died at the scene. No arrests have been made. Alabama's unemployment rate stays at a record low of 2.7%, well below the unemployment level from a year ago. The latest release represents about 2.2 million people with jobs and over 61,000 people without work. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a little break in between storm systems just in time for the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, dry, chilly, overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. Tomorrow is a dry day, good bit of sunshine. I think we'll be in the mid-50s Saturday and mid-50s on Sunday. There's a small chance we might see a shower Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers Sunday night as a little disturbance rushes by the Gulf Coast. Then a warmer day Monday. Monday's high up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On January 24th, 1941, the world welcomed little baby Neil Diamond. It was a difficult labor for the singer's mother, but the doctor pulled her through.
Give me one push.
Ow, ow, ow.
Now I see Neil Diamond's head.
His head! His head! His head! Neil Diamond, a star is born.
What year did they say he was born?
I missed it, buddy. I'm sorry.
I think 79. Let me go back to this.
39?
Hang on one sec.
And now, a star is born. On January 24th, 1941.
Okay, so 59 and 20. 79.
Mm-hmm.
Neil, we're not going to play a Neil Diamond song. We're going to play a really great Neil Diamond parody. He was saluted this morning in the Rich Thomas timeline, and Rich just sent me this email. He says, this is a very funny 30-second clip from today's show.
Wow,
so
right.
Let's see what Rich found to be so amusing.
Well, that was good.
Yeah. Let's try and...
Picard comes out every Thursday, and it's 45 minutes long, and it was really good. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. John Luke
See,
Picard
from
the United Federation of Planets. Bozo.
Right, you don't mess with a Star Trek nerd, buddy.
The UFP? How could I be so shallow?
That was good.
I will take that completely as a term of endearment, 353.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon,
551-0225. Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate, Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Today's show is brought to you by Friday. Watch how much we phone this one in.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Today's show is sponsored by Flashback Friday. Dear 1980s, thank you so much for all the great memories, like acid wash jeans, big hair, glam rock, Trans Ams, oh, and STDs.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got an accident on the East South Boulevard near the Troy Highway. This is going to be right in the vicinity of the Honey Baked Ham Store. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Northeast Boulevard, as you approach Carroll's Carpets and then the Wetumpka Highway, we have an accident there backing up traffic on the Northeast Boulevard. Around the city, we've got mostly moderate traffic, a lot of congestion on the boulevard at the major lights, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway busy, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown, but right now everything's working all right at the merge. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding. Certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. Well, we rent out pontoon boats, and just anytime you like, you can call us up, get down here, rent you a boat, and cruise up and down the beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license and everything else we can take care of for you. We also cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Y'all, we got a steamer. We steam up things like royal red shrimp deep from the Gulf. We have snow crabs. We have these shrimp from Argentina. Tastes like between a lobster and a shrimp. They're real good eating. Also, we got the grill. We grill amberjack, grill ribeye steaks, hamburgers, just all kind of good eating that you can check out at CapitalOysterBar.com. That's the menu to show you everything about renting boats, about the food, and also live entertainment. If you check it out, all the shows we got coming up over the next few months will be listed on there. So we all would come down here hungry and come down here soon because we're looking for you. And CapitalOysterBar.com will take care of everything you need to know.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything, your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
If you change that dial, the terrorists win.